Hi, Kerry. This is Melanie Serafini. How are you? Yeah, not too bad. I was wanting to bring the boys in for a checkup to see Vanessa, if possible, for the older boys. Oh, okay. Oh, so she's not on holidays. Going on holidays? Oh my God, hopefully she's okay. Okay, good. Okay, yep. Yep, that's fine. So we've got taco and tofu just for a checkup. They haven't kicked that respiratory illness, but I thought it was probably, I think it's been 2 weeks since we were in, so it's probably about time they had a checkover. And the other things we've bought, picked up four new babies on the weekend, so I thought it'd be a good time to introduce the vets to the new babies. Yes, we have Olive. So these are all boys, even though Olive's a girl's name. I didn't want to tell my daughter that. Okay. Olive is about 3 months. I was sent an email from the lady who I got them off of. I think they were 2nd of June for three of them, and one, I think it's about the 14th of June for the fourth one. But yeah, but Olive's, I'm not sure if Olive's the younger one. He's a little bit smaller, which makes me think he is the younger one, but let's just put down 2nd of June just for the hell of it. It works for me. Yep, so all of these, he's intact. He's still got his nuts, his troublemakers. We've got Brownie. Same birth date, 2nd of June. And we've got Bean, Bein. Oh, it's having a slow day. It's ready for the weekend. Yep. And just to be mean, Linguini. You know how to spell that one? Weird name for a rat. I've blamed my daughter for that. INE. There we go. E on the end. Yeah. Close. Well done. And same birthday for him. Yep. Now, the lady I got them off of. She's contacted the people who have adopted them. She rescued about 30 something, so they're of the age to adopt out. And she's just discovered this week that some of the ones she decided to keep actually have pinworm. So she's recommending everybody treats them because apparently they can have that but not show symptoms. So the four younger ones will definitely need treating. The two older ones, they've been in the same cage but not at the same time. So I'm say we should be treating them just anyway. Yeah, especially because they're older and their probably health is a bit compromised. Let's see. So probably not Monday or Wednesday. Tuesday would work better for me. If that doesn't work for Dr. Block, yep, okay, cool. Because I can always make my husband bring them in, but the young ones are a little bit hard to handle still. So let's Thursday will work, yep. Yep, Thursday 2 p.m. Yep. If Dr. Brock didn't want the boys coming in because they've got a potential worm infestation, I'm happy just to begin medicating on the assumption that they have got it. Because I know you can do fecal worm counts and apparently stick a piece of sticky tape to their butt and and see if you get eggs. Poor rats. Okay. Yep. 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 Yeah. So the lady who had hers, she's definitely gotten a positive diagnosis. So I think we can be pretty certain, unless it's really bad for their health to be treated when they don't have worms, I think we could just assume they've got them. and tofu. Okay, awesome. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, then, bye.